Well, thank you for joining us this week. We've had a bit of a quick look at hospitality and kingdom hospitality. We've been focusing in on what that looks like for a God who made an incredible world and invited us in to make ourselves at home, to receiving his generous friendship, to the challenge of Jesus for us to be a people who generously invite others to come. Our last reading is again quite a challenging read from Matthew's Gospel. Jesus here is talking about the end of the age and this view of all the nations, all peoples gathering, a time of judgment. And I guess the point Jesus is making, that our response to God's generosity, whether we've responded with generous hospitality or not, will be a sign of how or not we belong to his kingdom. We're going to read Matthew 25, 31 to 40, just part of this passage. Matthew 25, 31 to 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him. He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison, you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Like I said, this is a challenging passage, but it's also an inspiring one. The idea that whatever we do for the least of the people around us, we do it for Jesus. That's a beautiful idea, isn't it? And of course, this is the basics of hospitality. Offering the generosity and friendship of the kingdom to others. When we do so, we bless God. We're serving God. We're reflecting back his generosity and friendship already shown to us. We're taking up that call to be co-workers, partners in our caretaking of his creation. "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick, I was in prison. You visited me." This is a very practical list, isn't it? Helping us think about offering kingdom hospitality. Perhaps we could add to it, "I was lonely and you listened generously." "I was scared and you came and sat with me. I was tired, and you were there to help me." There are endless creative ways we can offer kingdom hospitality, offering the generous friendship of God. Who is Jesus asking you or me to show creative, generous friendship to at this time? How can you bless them? How can you bless them out of what God has already given to you? Is it time, or patience, companionship, practical service of some kind, an invitation, a walk, a coffee, an invitation to an event? Let our church be marked by kingdom hospitality. Let our lives be marked by generous friendship. We're thinking about hospitality, not just this week, but kind of this season a little bit too. And with that in mind, we've got a Hospitality Sunday coming up. at the end of the month. And if you're in church any of the Sundays for a couple of weeks, there'll be a chance to sign up as hosts or guests. And you can sign up to host. You can say how many people you're willing to invite around. You can sign up as guests. We need both. Just to say that not everyone's in a position to host people in their homes. Either their circumstance or their finances, or just where they are in life at the moment. So there's no pressure on doing that. But actually, we can be generous with both, can't we? We can be generous as guests in their home. When we're invited around, we may be with other guests who we don't know, who are new to this church. It gives us an opportunity to be generous guests in the way we help. And we make ourselves at home accept the generous invitation. But as we've been thinking about today, and we want to think about hospitality more and more in the coming months, hospitality isn't just inviting people around for food. It's all those other things we've talked about. It's being generous. Generous with who we are and what we can offer. Let me pray for us as we finish. Father God, you have given us so much. Father God, we are your people. You have welcomed us home, given us home. We belong to your generous kingdom without end. And we would pray in as many practical ways as we can possibly imagine that we would become hosts of your kingdom, offering your generosity and your friendship to a world that is in desperate need. Help us, we pray. May God bless us.
The day is coming soon.